O'Brien Health takes the responsibility to lead and to do the things that make everyone better, healthier, and moving forward together. Here's another of our O'Brien Health Radio podcast interviews with Melanie Cole.
Colorectal cancer is the third most common form of cancer in men and women in the United States, yet it's also one of the most preventable forms of cancer. Colonoscopies and a diet that's high in fiber can go a long way to making sure that your colon stays good and healthy. My guest today is Dr. William Lawton. He's a gastroenterologist with O'Brien Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lawton. Tell us about the incidence of colon cancer and what puts somebody at a higher risk than someone else.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So colon cancer, as you said, it's very, very common. It's routinely listed as a third or fourth most common cause of cancer in the United States. The nice part about colon cancer, if there is such a thing, is that if you undergo routine screening, we can potentially prevent more than half of all cases just by regular screening in the United States. So when we evaluate people, part of this is just determining sort of who needs screening and who's at high risk. And there are several ways to do this just by talking to your doctor. But in general, our recommendation is that everyone around the age of 50 or at the age of 50 should be considered for colonoscopy. And that's sort of where we began. And then there are some people at slightly higher risk based on family history and a couple other factors. But in general, age 50, everyone should get their first colonoscopy.
And now, Dr. Lawton, with the Affordable Care Act, it's considered preventive health and screening and should technically be covered, yes?
Absolutely. There should be really no reason. In fact, frequently, I have patients who will come and see me simply because they've received a letter from their insurance company that says, I'm 50 years old, and they've suggested I come in here and get my colonoscopy, even though I feel well. And they, some of them incredulously say, are you sure I need this? And I say, absolutely. It's the absolute correct thing to do, and insurance companies know this because it is entirely preventable. If we find these small polyps or precancerous lesions early, we can prevent colon cancer later in life. And so it's absolutely the best thing to do.
It is actually a cancer prevention that we have at our fingertips right now, yes.
Yes, it's one of the few screening exams that we have. If you compare mammography, paps and pelvics, this particular examination not only will detect precancerous lesions, but also remove them. So it's very much effective when you compare them to other screening tests that we do in our life.
So let's talk about colonoscopy. Most people run for the hills because they hear the PrEP is so hard to deal with. So speak about the PrEPs out there now and why this is really not that big a deal at all.
Right. No, it is not that big a deal at all. The PrEPs have come a long way. So people who talked to their mom and dad who had these done, they recall drinking a large volume of liquid that tastes like seawater, and it was very hard to get down, caused some nausea. However, over the last 10 or 15 years, we've gotten several newer PrEPs, much lower volumes. The day before your colonoscopy, it's not fun to drink just clear liquid diet. However, once that part is over, you consume, most gastroenterologists would have their patients do what's called a split dose PrEP. You consume half the dose of your preparation the day before, and then the other half several hours before your procedure. And then when you come in for your colonoscopy, when all that prepping is said and done with, you receive some medications that put you off into a comfortable twilight sleep. It's called conscious sedation. It's actually a very comfortable sleep. Most of my patients, when they wake up, I visit their room 20 or 30 minutes afterwards. They look at me and they ask me if I was going to do the test today. We've been done for at least half an hour. And so the hard part and the worry, I agree, the preparation can be difficult, but at the same time, it's a minor portion of the examination. And then what the results can be in terms of detecting these lesions, certainly worth it, that one day of a boring diet, that's for sure.
Okay, so you've done the colonoscopy, and I agree with you. So many people say, when are you going to start? And you get to tell them you're already finished. And then we get those pretty little color pictures.
Right.
What are we looking at in those pictures? What are you telling us is going on in there?
In general, we try and document several things. We want your examination to be a quality examination. So we want to make it all the way to the end of your colon. We want to see sort of where your appendix is at and where your small bowel is at. But then on the way out, when we document either polyps or sometimes even normal-looking things, the biggest thing is that if there's a polyp there, we document it, and then we remove it. And most polyps, 99% of polyps, can come out of a person's colon safely, less than 1% chance of complication. That's the risk of colonoscopy. It's still very, very safe. So when we see these polyps, we take a picture, we remove them, mostly so that we can compare when you come back. Is this lesion changed? Is it still there? Is it different? Is it completely gone? And so the pictures you receive are largely just the landmarks of your colon and sometimes the polyps of your colon. But in general, it's just things that we utilize so that we make sure we're doing a good job and documenting the appropriate things that we know make a good.
So then tell us about the polyps. And one amazing thing about a colonoscopy, as you've stated, is that when you're in there, if you see these, you can actually remove them. What are polyps? And are they all necessarily precancerous?
No. So, yeah, polyps, they come in largely two forms. One of them is called an adenoma, and the other one's a hyperplastic. Hyperplastics generally mean absolutely nothing. They have very little cancer potential. And if we see them, they're removed, and that's what we document you have. You can get a colonoscopy again in 10 years. Now, the adenoma, that's more or less the most common type of polyp and where we think most cancers arise from. Most adenomas that we find are very small. However, some of them can be quite big when we see them, and there's different kinds of adenomas. And so as we look at them and remove them, and the pathologist tells us which type, we can then determine your risk based on the size and type of polyp that you have in terms of when you come back. So most polyps we see, probably more than 80% of polyps, are adenomas. And if we remove them before they get too large, then we know from various high-quality studies that your chance of developing a cancer in the future is dramatically decreased. So in terms of what we find and what we remove, we'll then determine when you come back and get your next colonoscopy. And so some people get to come back every 10 years, whereas others come back every 3 to 5 years. It all really depends on what is found in your colon.
So then you tell them when that they can come back, and do we wait for biopsy results?
Yeah, I'll tell people afterwards, I think this is what you have, just because if you do enough of these, you have an idea what they look like. But I always send everything we take off of a colon to the pathologist, and then after only looking at the histology will I determine when a patient should come back, along with looking at their family history, which obviously is very important, and their interval follow-up as well.
What role, Dr. Lawton, does fiber play if somebody has had polyps and you found them? Then do you want them eating a high fiber diet? What role does fiber play in keeping your colon clean?
Yeah, so fiber, you know, it's a very important component to our diet. The use of fiber in terms of prevention of cancer and adenomas has been studied a couple different ways. There's some conflicting data, but the one thing we know is fiber is certainly not going to hurt you. We do know that a low fiber diet is an increased risk for colon polyps and cancer, along with being overweight and having diabetes and smoking and all these sorts of things. So in terms of things that we can modify, things that you can do in order to improve your health, an increased fiber diet is certainly something that I recommend to my patients, so long as they can tolerate some of the things that I suggest, fruits and vegetables and whole grains and wheats, which most do. And if they can't, I usually recommend a dietary supplement, which, some psyllium powder goes a long ways. It's very helpful in terms of helping your bowel health. But certainly fiber is something that is easily modifiable and something that can help you in the long term.
And what are your risks of having polyps again? Do they grow back necessarily or not always?
Not always, but they do. So if you have polyps, it's presumed that you're merely a grower of polyps. And so when we relook on someone else's colonoscopy who's had previous polyps, we would anticipate maybe 15 or 20% of them would have another polyp in that interval follow-up. Not everyone will regrow them, though. And so we don't really know who, in fact, is going to have a large polyp on the interval or who, in fact, will have nothing. So we bring you back at an appropriate interval. The good news about polyps is that in general, they take many, many years to grow. And so some people get anxious when I say it's okay for 5 years. However, we know that polyps generally take sometimes decades to grow into something large. So in the 3 to 5 years, if you've had a couple intervals in the normal and you haven't regrown anything substantially, sometimes we will push your interval out a little further. But yes, people do regrow them. The probability of you having another one is fairly dependent on some other factors, but that's why we look again, to make sure we're not missing anything.
Tell us about some of the resources that you have in your team at Bryan Health.
At Bryan, it's been fantastic. You know, we have a whole lab devoted to more or less just colonoscopies. We want people to come in and get their screening. We have nurses dedicated to just simply doing colonoscopies with the team of physicians that we have, about 10 different physicians who are dedicated for just doing this. Excellent pathologists who are dedicated just in GI pathology that help us with the difficult cases, difficult polyps. And then a nice resource in terms of contacting the patients as to when it's time to come back and do this all over again so they're not lost to follow up and that we can make sure they're getting the appropriate health care that they need.
It's such great information. Thank you so much. And in just the last minute, give your best advice for people about colon cancer awareness and colonoscopy.
Merely talking to your doctor and being aware that even if you don't feel well, or I'm sorry, even if you feel well and have no symptoms whatsoever, it doesn't mean your colon is completely healthy. So if you're above the age of 50, talk to your doctor, see if it's time for a colonoscopy, determine your risk, get in and get screened. I think that's by far and away the most important part of colon cancer, getting screened.
What a great guest you are. Thank you so much, Dr. Lawton. You're listening to Bryan Health Radio. And for more information, you can go to bryanhealth.org. That's bryanhealth.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.